Mm-mm. It's 5.
I got 3.
I got 5. We're at 5.
All right. Let's do it. Yeah, because I got to go to court another meeting. Yeah, Danny says 5:04.
Mr. Cable, would you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Vice President Ellie, it would be my honor.
This conference will now be recorded.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Did a wonderful job. Left his pirate coat on there. He's assuming his whole outfit. And by the way, I was just communicating with Brian Brandt, and he says hello to everybody.
Oh.
I can't communicate what he sent me, but that's a...
yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
He hasn't changed a whole lot for those of you that know him. Anyway, thank you for attending. And see, my agenda is not quite there, so I'll bring it over to the real one.
Oh, I can do it.
That's all right. Recognitions, everybody recognize everybody? That's a good sign. Additions to the agenda, you see item 6E, if you'd add to your agenda. That's a resolution regarding Chino.
Just for official reasons, I prefer the board vote to add it to the agenda.
Why? Of course.
Crossing my T's and dotting my I's.
I was going to reduce your debt, too, but, you know.
You good with that, too?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor, aye?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes, so ordered. Now, that's on the agenda. Any other additions, deletions?
Staff has none.
How about anybody here? Well, that looks like it. Okay, the consent calendar. These are normal reoccurring items that are considered routine.
Excuse me, Vice President?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak under item 3 under shareholder public testimony.
Ooh, okay.
As a shareholder of a San Antonio Water Company and a member of San Antonio Heights Association, I would like to thank not only Mayor Velto, but our illustrious leader, Brian Lee, for showing up with the San Antonio Heights Association and both giving us some very informative talks and letting us know what's going on in the water company and the city of Upland. So on behalf of San Antonio Heights Association and the residents up in San Antonio Heights, thank you very much.
I'd like to read those kudos recorded in the minutes, please.
I'd like to say you're welcome.
You can leave that part off? Okay, now. I got a little premature here when that happens. Okay. Public testimony. Any more? Consent calendar, ordinary items. Do I have a motion to accept the consent calendar?
So moved.
There's a motion. Do I hear a second? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
So ordered. Motion passes. Consent calendar item 4 is approved. Board committee reports. Let's start out with the PVPA.
PVPA met last week, Thursday night. It was their annual shareholder meeting. They voted the slate of officers in, and the only major item was the MOU between Six Basins Water Master and PVPA to move forward with the new basin that's located south of the downflow from the San Antonio Dam and on Claremont property below Mount Baldy Road on PVPA land. So they're moving forward with that, and they're hoping to actually start construction of the basin in spring next year.
Any questions, Director Parker? Anything there? Okay, good report. Thank you. Six Basins.
Yes. I attended a Water Master Board meeting on October 26th, a draft 2023 Operating Safefield West Yost, who's the engineer for the Water Master Basin. They're suggesting that the operating safe field may need to drop 500 acre feet for 2023. I expressed concern on the rising storage and the relationship to decline a safe yield, and I provided some written comments to West Yost. And it looks like the board packet that's coming up that they're recommending now to either stay or it could go lower. So hopefully it's going to stay. Because we're in the upper part, and our ground water levels aren't declining. So there's anyway, so there's a little bit of pushback there. So hopefully everything will be good. Yeah, and it's on a tilted basin, and so, you know, we're able to pump our rights no problem. But as they've been declining in the safe yield, we're having a dip into some of our storage water over time. So anyway, so give it a little push.
Any further questions, Terry?
And we're also looking at keeping the assessment the same at $24 an acre foot. So that'll be coming up tomorrow, in fact.
That answer your questions, okay? Okay, then we'll move on to Chino Basin.
So the only real update from Chino Basin that's not in the board packet is the judge ruled against the city of Ontario in their request for the dragger yield reset. After reams and reams and reams of paper and information submitted to the court, the judge finally said, no, you submitted too late, sorry. So all of that information was now in the court record for whatever reason, but it seems like the judge can avoid all this up front and just said, no, this filing is too late. And it is what it is.
Well, he probably believes in the Attorney Full Employment Act.
Yeah, apparently so.
That's a real law.
I agree. I can argue with him. He taught me a couple other words.
Any questions there? Okay. Let's see. Now we're on Cucamonga.
So for Cucamonga, you want to go? Okay. I mean, it's really short. The hydrogeologist continues to make improvements to the modeling, and I'm optimistic that after 4 years of working on a terms of reference with parties and getting an agreement, getting the terms of reference signed, we are now actually sitting down and talking about invoices for past projects, who owes what, and how we're going to get these invoices resolved. So we're making progress, just not as fast as we had hoped. I mean, 3 years ago we were thinking we were done with it, and 3 years later now we're hoping again we're done with it. So.
Okay, any questions, comments? PRLC report real quickly. You'll see the alternatives that we've recommended after looking at the alternatives for Paloma Curve. That's where there's a harmonic noise there at our break. And we looked at some alternatives for responding to the board's last directive. We'll look at alternatives for the surface water treatment plant. And there's a report in your package. And thank you again for getting us all these reports in advance so we can take a look at them. I really appreciate that. So those items will be covered under the general manager's report, item 6. And that's where we are right now, unless somebody has any questions. And we'll move on. Item 6, general manager's report on activities.
So I can talk about item 6A, employee health and welfare benefits, to your heart's content. I'll keep it short up front and then answer any questions. Essentially, we're looking at a 2% increase in health benefits this year. That's for medical, dental, even though originally we were scheduling an increase of, what, I think it was about 5% for dental. Just found out today that our insurance broker was able to get that reduced to zero. So there's no increase in dental. That's about a $500 a year savings for us. So better than a sharp stick in the eye. Happy about that. So right now we're just looking at a 2% premium increase in medical. That's about $208 a month for that, and staff is recommending approval. And I have a presentation, it's on the dais, there's handouts available if anybody wants them. Happy to go into that if you wish. Otherwise.
So moved.
There's a motion. Motion and second on the floor.
Yeah, serious.
There's a motion, a second to accept the staff for request on proposal for health and welfare insurance. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Vote so passed. You don't mind me going ahead if you're not using
just
them.
As long as you're all thumbs up.
Do you
I'm
hear
good.
Me okay back there?
Cancel it.
Okay, then we'll just keep on moving along. Okay, next item.
So everybody, I think, is familiar with the Paloma Curve hydraulic brake. We did a redesign study this earlier this year to determine what fixes could be done to alleviate deep bass noise coming from that when water is flowing. The current homeowner is asking for some help there. during the study, I realized that the facilities have reached the end of their useful life, and so we are looking at actually replacing those facilities. And the two plans that the engineer came up with were to replace just the facilities at Paloma Third, and then the other alternative would be to replace the entire line from the 4-bay on down. And the cost difference between replacing just at the Paloma Curve was about $400,000 versus replacing the entire line for about $1 million. We get better value if we replace the entire line, it seems like, for $1 million. But I was a little concerned about the $1 million cost estimate because that seemed low for me given today's condition environment in the construction industry. So I had to go back and verify, and they did verify and they confirmed with me that they are comfortable with that number moving forward. So at the PROC, I was recommending that we went with just the Paloma Curve fix until we verified the number for the entire construction project. So now at the board meeting, I'm kind of changing my position and saying I think we should include the entire project in next year's CIP program, start design on that and bid that, and see, hopefully knock on wood, the numbers come in based close to the engineer's estimate, we would move forward with replacing the entire line.
You've seen the drawings and the pictures and so on in the package there, and over the last number of years, we've been moving around on golf courses, we're moving out of people's backyards, trying to get everything, 130 plus years, some of them end up at funny places. So do I have a motion? Yes. Martha, motion, Bob, second. Any discussion on the motion?
So this is really just for the study.
So what we're going to do is we're going to add this project next. My intention with this motion, and assuming it passes, is to add this design and construction to next year's CIP program. So right out of the gate in January, I would intend to release an RFP for design services, select an engineer to do the design, and then move forward with bidding and construction.
Why wouldn't we come back? Why wouldn't you come back, just go out for the design study, and then bring it back once you've got the hard numbers? Because are you saying that the hard numbers are already $1 million?
No, I'm saying that the engineer that did the pre-design report did the hard numbers sufficient for an engineer's opinion of probable construction costs, which is a fancy word for estimate. So I don't think another engineer would come up with a better number. It would be a different number, but not necessarily a better.
So would there be something in there that says, hypothetically, if it came back, the new design comes back, it's plus or minus 10%, would it require, when is it required to come back to the board here, the directors, for approval?
Got it. So it would come back to the board to award the contract to the design engineer, and then it would come back to the board to award the contract for the contractor.
Okay, that's what I want to make clear. Okay, thank you.
Are you ready to vote? You want to use the buttons this time?
I can totally use the buttons.
Okay, we'll use the buttons this time. Everybody happy with that?
You gotta lock your vote.
It's taking a second. Still don't have Martha's.
Lock your vote, Martha.
Or Velto's.
I did.
Or Will.
I'm locked. Okay. Maybe because Rudy's not here, it's not gonna work.
Right.
So I'm gonna just put him, I'm gonna abstain from Rudy then.
I thought he was online.
Is he online?
Rudy, are you online?
Dude.
I texted him and I haven't gotten a text.
Okay, I
see somebody's online.
I just did abstain on Rudy. Let's see what it does. It should work. Because once you get the lock, it's locked.
I'm still waiting for you and Martha. Me? Oh, wait, Martha, I just got you. Still waiting for Bill.
No, mine says, okay,
we're good.
Okay.
There we go.
That was all right. Exciting.
That was so much quicker.
I don't get out there.
I know, right?
Well, I saved some
good
time
grief.
There, didn't I?
Yeah, it's weird because mine says waiting for a vote, but I did.
Well, I'm glad
city equipment.
Glad I gave the city a shot there. Okay, I was rolling right along, so now we'll move on.
Campus frisbee study.
No, surface treatment.
You confused her.
Yeah.
Okay, surface treatment plant. Let's talk
All
about
right.
that.
So we did a pre-designer study for the company treatment plant that we were proposing to put at the 4-bay. Would be the primary spot, and they came back with a cost of $1.5 million, $2 million. And I'm going to verify the cost here.
I can bring it up.
Yeah, $2.5 million is roughly the cost for a treatment plant. So it's not bad, but it's not good in terms of what we would get efficiency out of this treatment plant. And we also have the issue where the city, after we initiated the study, the city found an opportunity to go after grants to expand their treatment plant a little bit on San Antonio Dam. So I'm recommending that we keep this study handy. I've shared it with the city and shown them what we're proposing. That might help them out a little bit. Let's see how far the city can go with their grant versus we actually commit to doing this project. They don't have any positive confirmation back about the money that they're going after. But it seems like, you know, the best thing we can do is get a treatment plant expanded so that we can get this water treated and out to the residents of either the Heights or Upland. I'm indifferent to which one. And so it would be nice to have the treatment plant at the Four Bay, but having a double treatment plant at the Four Bay and at the city treatment plant doesn't seem like necessarily a smart move at this point in time. So I suggest the city move forward with theirs, see how far they get. If they have hiccups, we can come back and discuss our plans. If they don't have hiccups, great, we'll let them take it.
Mayor.
He's the last one to find out.
Yeah, I'm the last one to know.
Tell me this stuff. No, I don't. That's probably. I'm looking here at their. I'm seeing that they have the. They're back from TK. They have their bid, right? They have all their information. The city, correct? Their proposal.
This is engineer's estimates in TKE's report. So they're not actually bids. They got solid numbers for the equipment.
You spoke with Braden.
I haven't had a detailed discussion about this yet. Braden and I are passive, not exactly cross well enough to actually sit down and have these discussions, but we are.
Would that be necessary, right?
I'm sorry?
Would that be necessary, you think, for it?
At some point in time, Braden will know how far the city can go with their plans and whether they get the grant or not. And that's kind of the trigger point for us to come back and say, okay, the city got their grant, so the work we've done is great, good to know. Or the city didn't get their grant, we should probably.
So we table this until we get that information.
That's what I'm recommending.
Okay, so I'll make a motion we table it.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to receive and file the September 22 report and table it until time specific. Martha made the motion and second by?
Oh, no, Bill.
I made the motion.
Okay. Motion. Okay, well, Martha okay. Seconded.
I know, I confuse you too.
Should I do the thing? I seem to be working better.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion passed. The campus Frisbee study.
Yep. So in the past, the company has had an ad hoc committee of board members to help guide the campus 20th Street development project, or campus project, and I don't call it a 20th Street development project. I think it'd be a good idea, and it was recommended at last board meeting, that we bring the ad hoc committee back to life. In the past, it's been the president and then the two chairs of the committees serving on the ad hoc committee. That'd be my recommendation this time around.
I'll make that motion.
Second. There's a motion on the floor. Any discussion? All in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Motion. Opposed? So ordered. Anything else? Closed session then?
Item 6E.
6E.
Oh, yeah.
That's not electronic.
Sometimes I just get rolling, if you know how it is. I'm one of those kind of guys. Okay. There's, who wants to, does somebody want to make a motion for this?
Let's get it done. So moved.
There's a motion to, for a resolution for the Chino Basin Water Conservation District retiring directors.
So we don't all sign, you don't have all our signatures on file, so we can all?
Well, the meeting happened yesterday.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're ratifying two resolutions that already happened, and I already.
Okay. So no problem.
Yeah. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, I didn't get a second.
Aye, aye, aye.
Who was my second?
Thank you.
Wilcock, you're the second on that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Whew.
It would be, you know, it'd be nice if we had them all. But if we ever have it in the future, I don't know if you guys do that. Like we do in the city, we have all the directors' signatures on file and then make it look
like really place cool. It on a nice, healthy check.
Okay, yeah, just something in the future.
I would advise the first time around throwing your signature on something if you hadn't completed yet.
I know where Katie lives.
Phil likes all those things. He's always showing his pictures of Ronald Reagan signing stuff for him.
My father and Ronald Reagan. My grandfather.
Okay.
President Reagan. My grandfather leans in into his ear to say something. And the president in the Oval Office. And what he said to him was, "Hey, Pisha." He said in Italian he had to go to the bathroom. So it's a picture of my grandfather leaning in. And they let him use the president's restroom.
Ooh.
That's worth it. Okay, how about the closed session?
Pardon me?
You set him up. He hit him out of the park.
In a really weird way.
Yep.
You know, it's usually set him up for cable. He's usually the one that's whacking him around.
That's all right.
Okay, yeah, he's matured a lot in the last couple of years. Okay, closed session, none, right?
Right.
Correct.
Got that one right. Director's comment, future agenda?
I got director's comment. I wanted to recognize Katie Parker for being selected. She's won the election.
Yeah, elected.
We're very happy for that as an Upland resident and serving on two of Upland's water boards. And I think that's a testament to the water lady and her commitment to making sure that we have safe drinking water in our communities. And I want to applaud you for that.
I think there ought to be.
I just want to know why I apologize to Nathan. I'm holding you responsible.
Oh, but talk about it. There's a tradition. I think there's a tradition when somebody gets a job like that they buy the first round at the club. Okay, one thing on director's comment, I would to note that under adjournment down there that the next Tuesday is actually December 20th, not the 19th on my calendar.
Oops.
And slap around whoever made that boo-boo. Anything else new and exciting for the organization?
There's an email exchange on the dais between myself and the shareholder.
Oh.
If the board is interested in bringing this up, please let me know. Everyone wants to be
discussed. The half share requirement?
Custom discuss that.
Okay. No, I've read through the comments back and forth. I agree with what you say 100%. We made it a half a share for a reason.
Yeah.
And we did that basically because the residents are the only ones that we have no ability to shut their water off. And the only way we can ensure that we don't have a repeated overuses by residents is to make sure that they have enough water in the future for future expansion. So this is a stop. This is what we decided on as a board as a safe way to do it. You know, if you're going to build new construction, it's half a share. That's the bottom line. There's really no discussion, and we move on.
Thank you for clarifying that, Bob.
I do one question regarding that. Did you already have the auction?
Mm-hmm. Yes, auction was held this morning.
Okay, because I got a call. Because I've got access to some shares and. When will that be published so I can know what the winning bid?
It's on the website.
What did it come out at the highest? What was it?
One quarter share went for $16,500, I think, and another quarter share went for $15,505.
Okay.
All right. So now I got a better idea.
Yeah.
$16,888.
There they are.
So we're at $17,000 theoretically.
Yep.
There's a big gap between the second.
People, I mean,
bid.
I got access to probably almost three shares. People call me.
Then we'll call the meeting adjourned.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Before we hang up on the go-to, is there somebody on the go-to line?
I see that there's somebody who called in, but I don't hear anything.
Brian, this is Derek Hoffman.
All right.
I'm here. I was 10 minutes late, but I caught the last half.
No, I just wanted I needed a sound check to make sure we could actually hear you for future. Thank you. This is the first time doing that.
Yeah.
So, Derek is our attorney.
You know,
Derek, we just heard the heavy breathing.
Happy
and
to
we're
be.
Wondering.
You know, Brian said the meetings were quick, And I called in prior to the meeting start time, and it was silent for about 10 minutes. And then by the time I actually connected in, you guys were halfway through the agenda, so he didn't let me down.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice hearing from you.
All right, we good?
I can hear. Thank you. I can hear everyone just fine in the microphone. Thank you awesome. All. Look forward to working for you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Derek. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.